Robbo, good morning to you too.
Now, the world of flavour. One of the things that I really love about this book is it's not just recipes, because recipe books, I guess, you know, sit up on the cupboard until you need a recipe. But this one has myths, stories. It's the book you can sit down and actually read as well as just look at recipes in.
Yeah, look, I think that if you when you're a food writer, I've been writing about food for, you know, over 20 years now. It gives you a bit of an advantage over all those chefs and cooks out there, because I can actually research a story, and I love to research a story. I've got a general hunger as much for finding a great recipe as I do for finding a great story behind that recipe. And this is that idea. I mean, obviously, yeah, the recipes come first. At the end of the day, people will buy the book. The recipes are really good. They work really well. And when they cook them, their friends and family go, yeah, that is absolutely yummy. That you've got to do that. But I think nowadays, with so many different choices out there, you've got to give some people a little bit extra. And a little bit extra here is really looking at those origin stories behind some of those great dishes. And what's amazing is that so many of them are, you know, surprising, not just for people reading, but also surprising to myself. I mean, you know, I didn't understand the depth of feeling that ran over the great Chico roll debate between people in Wagga and Bendigo, for example. That's up there to rival the argument over who invented the schnitzel, the Austrians or the Italians, or whether the pavlova's Australian or New Zealander.
Yeah, no, well, that's very true. And, of course, in Bendigo here, we absolutely and no doubt invented here, maybe sold for the first time at the Wagga show, but don't be saying it wasn't invented here in Bendigo. I tell you, them's fighting words.
Oh, don't worry. The book's all over. It's all over Frank McEnroe and his two brothers who ran the catering business. And obviously, trialed and tested the famous Chico roll in Bendigo. So, you know, I love that kind of debate that happens. And I like the fact that people seem to be generally surprised when you say things like, well, you know, that spaghetti bolognese isn't from Italy.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, well, where is it from then? And when that's your first wow, your second wow comes when you reveal that the previously everyone thought the first recipe came out of the UK, but the first recipe I can find is 4 years early. And it's out of Australia. So things like that, it helps to change maybe some of this culinary cringe that we often have here in Australia.
Yes, wandering around Bologna, I couldn't find bolognese anywhere, funnily enough, yeah. But there you go.
And even if you do find a recipe, if you've made chunks of meat, no tomatoes, and it's not served on spaghetti. So it kind of misses on every one of the essential parameters of a bolognese.
But I do love, personally, I'm a trivia buff. I'm a terrible cook, I'll say that, Matt. Make a mean toasted sandwich.
Great.
But I actually, last night, would you believe, cooked prawns on my own for probably the first time, and had nothing with them, just a bit of pepper and salt on them, but they were nice. They were edible anyway. I think they were well dead. I was a little bit worried about undercooking them. But I love the trivia and the stories behind it as well. You know, I was just flicking through, and the myth that Thomas Jefferson, the US president, was the pioneer of packaged instant mashed potato. You know, it's stuff like this. I mean, I just love all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, there is tons of that. And I've had certain chefs say to me, I know you're showing me the facts, but I just don't believe them. It doesn't fit with what I want the truth to be. It's a bit of a modern malaise, that.
So, yeah, certainly.
It's definitely, and I'm so glad. The Jefferson stuff is fantastic. I love those stories. You know, yeah. Thomas Jefferson, that was third president, wasn't he? You know, going on and inventing the creation of the baked Alaska, and having his own ice cream machines, as did Washington, and and also having his own pasta making machine. He had a machine for making his own pasta at Monticello. So I think these images of a guy in a white wig turning a handle and churning out little macaronis is kind of funny.
Yeah, no, it is. Look, who knows? President Biden might have something like that in the kitchen as well. The only problem with Joe at the moment, I think he may not be able to remember where it is. Hey, we should talk food actually as well, just out of interest. It's a big book. How do you just come up with enough recipes, the right recipes, not too many recipes? That must be the hardest part.
Yeah, it, look, it's a big menu, and you start with probably 500 candidate recipes. With my kind of brief for this book to myself was that they need to be 90% dishes that Australians know and love. So that might be a shepherd's pie or a fish pie or a lamington, or it might be, you know, a butter chicken, a carbonara, a Thai massaman curry. So that's number one. Number two, I've got to be able to give you something that make that recipe stand out, whether it's quicker, whether it's tastier, whether it's easier. So that's the next thing. And then the third thing is I need to be confident that you're going to be able to cook it at home. So, you know, if you're cooking prawns, if I tell you to, you know, fry them slowly but in butter rather than oil, crush up 2 cloves of garlic and put them in there, and maybe 3 cloves of garlic, and then literally just take the prawns out when they curl up and turn pink. So no need to stew them just at that point. You've gone from cooking prawns with salt and pepper into cooking, you know, Spanish, like a Spanish style tapas prawn. And it's not hard to do, but it's about giving them the right information so that anyone can have a great dish on their table at the end of that 15, 20, half an hour cooking time.
Matt Preston's World of Flavour at all good bookstores, just in time for Christmas. It looks a fantastic book, Matt, and a real pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. Good luck with those prawns.